how the Federal Reserve works, and how it sets interest rates. The Federal Reserve is the U.S. central bank. It has two jobs, stable prices, and maximum employment, and its main lever is one short-term interest rate that ripples out to your mortgage, your savings, and your credit cards. Here is what it actually does and what it does not. Most useful between ages 22 and 70. You hear that the Fed raised rates or held them or is expected to cut, and that markets moved on it. Behind the headlines is one institution with a narrow job and a small set of tools. The Federal Reserve does not set the rate on your mortgage or your savings account directly. It moves one short-term rate, and the rest of the economy adjusts around it. Here is how that works and where it stops. The simple version. Federal Reserve is the central bank of the United States. Congress gave it two goals, often called the dual mandate: keep prices stable and keep employment as high as the economy can sustain. Its main tool is the interest rate banks charge each other for overnight loans. When the Fed wants to cool the economy and slow inflation, it pushes that rate up, which makes borrowing more expensive everywhere. When it wants to support growth and hiring, it pushes the two jobs it is given. Stable prices means keeping inflation low and steady. The Fed has set that target at 2% a year over the long run, not zero, because a little inflation greases the economy and guards against the opposite problem of falling prices. Maximum employment means as many people working as the economy can support without prices spiraling. The two goals can conflict. Cooling inflation usually means higher rates, which can slow hiring. Much of what the Fed does. How it actually sets rates. The rate the Fed targets is the federal funds rate, the rate banks charge one another to borrow reserves overnight. A committee inside the Fed, the Federal Open Market Committee, meets 8 times a year to set a target range for it. The Fed does not order banks to use a certain rate. It makes its target happen by adjusting the interest it pays banks on their reserves and by other tools, which nudges the market rate into the range it wants. As an illustration, say the target range is 4.25 to 4.5%, and inflation is running hotter than the Fed wants. At its next meeting, the committee might raise the range to 4.5 to 4.75%. That quarter point move is small on its own, but it sets the floor that other rates build on top of, so it ripples outward within days. Those figures are an example, not today's setting. The Fed also shapes rates with words, not just moves. When it signals what it expects to do next, a practice called forward guidance, markets price that in immediately. That is why a mortgage quote can shift on a Fed statement even in a meeting where the Fed changes nothing. The market is reacting to what it now expects the Fed to do later. How a Fed move reaches you. The federal funds rate is a wholesale bank-to-bank rate, but it sits underneath the consumer rates you actually pay. Credit card rates are tied to a benchmark that moves almost in lockstep with the Fed, so a hike shows up on your next statement fast. Savings rates on high-yield accounts and money market funds track short-term rates too, so they tend to rise when the Fed hikes and fall when it cuts. Mortgage rates are looser. They follow long-term treasury yields. So the Fed does not flip a switch on your loan. It moves one rate and sets expectations, and the cost of borrowing and the return on saving adjust around that, quickly for cards, more loosely for mortgages. What this lesson is not. This is not a forecast of what the Fed will do next, or a signal to lock a rate, refinance, move your savings, or buy or sell anything. It is not advice. Knowing how the Fed works helps you read the news and understand why your rates move. It does not tell you what to do about them. Anyone who turns a Fed meeting into a specific instruction for your money is adding a claim this explanation does not make.